And I'll never forget that day. There are some days that are just imprinted in my mind that'll never leave. One of those days, I'll never forget the day that my wife begged me to marry her. The day that my kids were born, I've got a little girl, Chelsea, who's 11, and my little boy, Jordan's 9. And the day that I got saved, accepted Christ, I'll never forget that. And then the day that the doctor said, "Roger, I'm sorry, it's cancer." Never forget that day. I felt like my life had stopped. I just stared out the window for a little while. If God had told me, "Roger, I'm going to give you the pieces of your life and let you put it out however you want to. You can just lay it out on the board and do it however you want," I could not have done it any more perfectly. I'm so happy with my family, so happy with my job. I get to do my dream, play gospel music with the cathedrals, and it's just like being on the road with your brothers and your grandparents. I was very stunned, to say the least, and I ended up at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. I see some of